With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz says former State House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband were killed in a politically motivated assassination. A second lawmaker and his wife were shot and wounded. Officials say a suspect is still at large. Police have recovered writings that mention the names of multiple lawmakers and other officials in a fake police car they believe that the suspect used in the shootings. Today marks the 250th anniversary of the U.S. Army and the annual celebration of Flag Day, for that matter, and there's going to be a big march here in Washington tonight, set to get underway at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time tonight. Speaking with the Salem Radio Network, Military Affairs Analyst Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis says he supports festivities like this.
Our armed forces is a critical component to keeping us safe and free, and I think to celebrate and to remind Americans that this is a dangerous world we live in, and we need armed forces.
And that is Military Specialist Colonel Robert McGinnis. President Trump is urging Iran to make a nuclear deal now that Israel has launched strikes against the country's nuclear infrastructure. Former U.S. Senator Jim Talent says it does appear the U.S. is done playing a game of cat and mouse with Iran over its nuclear capacity.
I think this is coming to a head. The mullahs can't give up the nuclear program. It's the best hope they have for regime survival. And so I think they're running a bluff and they're hoping that we're going to back down, and I don't believe we will.
Talent told the Salem Radio Network it's likely the U.S. has been in talks for some time with Israel on the need to destroy Iran's nuclear threat.
As a matter of fact, if I had to guess, I suspect that President Trump and Prime Minister Netanyahu have understood all along that this was something that was going to have to be done.
Senator Talent interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network, and this is SRN News. A lot of pastors appear to have doubts about the book of Genesis.
According to the Association of Religion Data Archives, only 25% of mainline Protestant and Catholic clergymen in this country actually believe that Adam and Eve existed. On the other hand, 80% of evangelical Protestant and 89% of black Protestant pastors do think the Bible is telling the truth when it describes God's creation of the first man and the first woman. Mainline Protestants and Catholic clergy are also more likely to doubt the existence of God. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A conservation team hard at work using a mixture of art and science as they labor to restore famous murals at St. Nicholas Croatian Catholic Church near Pittsburgh. The walls and ceiling of the church are covered with an acclaimed set of paintings by the late artist Maxo Vanka, rendered in 1937 and 1941. This is SRN News. An appeals court is allowing President Trump to keep control over California's National Guard troops until a hearing next week.
On Thursday, a federal judge ruled that the president illegally deployed the National Guard to help with L.A. protests and must return control of the troops to California's governor. But hours later, the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals temporarily blocked that judge's order. The court said it would hold a hearing on the matter on Tuesday. The order applied only to the National Guard troops and not Marines who were also deployed to Los Angeles. Greg Clugston, The White House.
And recapping our top story for this hour, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz said today former State House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband were killed in what appears to be a politically motivated assassination. A second lawmaker and his wife were shot and wounded, later underwent surgery. Officials suspect that the shooter is still at large, and they are now conducting an ongoing manhunt. More on these stories at srnnews.com.